This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Welcome, sir.
Good to see you.
You as well. 2-4 sounds a lot better than 1-4.
Yeah, we got back on the winning side. We got some guys healthy, we got Thomas healthy. It helped us a bunch. I feel like we've had a really good week of practice, so we climbed a 3-4. I feel really, really good about it.
All right, so that does it. Let's wrap it up. No, just kidding. I think the big question is, did you get your winter waffles Friday night?
Yes, we did. Okay. That's too far to think back already.
All right, so big win. Big question, 53-6 against Memorial Day against the Matadors.
Yes.
Offensive explosion like we have not seen since the Trinity game last year. And Thomas Field being back had at least something to do with that, we got to think.
Yeah, it's like somebody asked me today, is he a game changer? And he's kind of a game changer for us because he's a great game manager. He's able to understand what we're trying to do, and he orchestrates the offense really, really well. We're running a lot of RPO stuff, and when you can do that, you can stretch the field. We hit Bryce for the touchdown on the one there. That allowed us to utilize Bryce to stress the defense, and that was a run-pass option play right there that we hit Bryce on. So that's something that he's reading the defense, and if they give him a certain thing, he throws the ball. If they don't, he hands it off, and we run the ball. So, it's good to have him back. We've done a lot of that this week, and I just think that he helps us manage out there, and he can get guys lined up too. He does a great job of that.
I think the question I asked you before was who was happier that Thomas was back? Thomas, you, or Bryce and Jordan Turner?
I think we were all pretty happy that he was back. I think Thomas was probably the most excited to be back. Senior year, you break your arm and then you're out for 4 weeks, and that's. And had he been there, probably win a couple games. I feel like we win a couple games with him being there to manage everything. And, it disheartening that he had to set out some games with a broke arm. But at the same time, it's good to have him back. And, we've got to go out and finish the season. We've got, four more games, and we need to run the table. And hopefully we can do that. It's going to be a challenge. But at the same time, it's good to have the game manager back and have him ready to go.
Completely blind question because I just thought about it. Him missing multiple weeks of the senior season, did either he reach out to him or did he get reached out to from Meatball Perez?
I don't know. I did see Kyle at practice the other day, but I don't know if Kyle called him or not. They may have talked. There's no telling. But, I think Thomas handled it really well. He handled it like a really good leader would. He was at practice every day. Is out talking to the guys. If somebody didn't understand something, he was talking through it. And so, he's done a really good job. I'm excited that he's back, and I think the guys are happy that he's here. I know he's ready to play. So, we just got to get ready this week and go out and execute against Bullitt. He's going to have a really good night.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Again, the offensive explosion that was Friday night. Has Jordan Triplett had 3 touchdowns in a single quarter before, or is this another high watermark for him?
I don't know. I thought the offensive line just did a really good job going out there and executing. I talked to the kids earlier in the week about don't go out there and play down or anything. Go out and play at our level and keep the intensity and take care of the opponent early on. And, I thought, 20-0 at the end of the first quarter? And so, I thought our guys did a good job of that. And probably could have been 27 or 28. We fumbled a punt return, I think, in the first quarter too. So we could actually score 4 touchdowns there in that one quarter. But, looking back on it, I thought our kids did exactly what we asked them to do. The staff asked them to go out and play fast, and they did a good job. And We kind of took over the game early, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, taking over the game early, that's putting it mildly, forcing a fumble and a turnover on the opening kickoff. How worried were you about the pink smoke from the entrance still lingering on the other side of the field when that happened? Because it looked like it was not going anywhere.
It was kind of funny. We're sitting there talking, I said, "What? Do we got everybody, Coach Barnes, on kickoff?" He goes, "Coach, I can only see five guys, so I can't see anybody on the other side of the field." And I was like, "Do what?" He goes, "Hey, we got five out there, so look for feet on the other side over there and start trying to count them." So that was the first, I think, maybe 10 plays. Vision was a little blocked. But other than that, you know, I think the biggest thing was the guys ran through it and got all choked coming out of it. So a couple of them said, "Whatever we do, don't do that again." I was like, okay. But, you know, I thought we handled it pretty well. Like you said, it was foggy, but, you know, eventually, and zero wind that night and humid. So, just a overall good night. Once the smoke cleared, I thought we handled our business pretty well. No pun intended.
I was going to say, literally and figuratively on that one. Let's talk about the defense real quick. It seemed like almost, I mean, at big chunks of the game, it was like the defense was getting to the ball between the snap. Like the quarterback would snap the ball, and as he was handing it off to the running back, there was already three gray jerseys bearing down on it.
Well, you know, we knew they did a lot of base blocking. We knew that. And so the key was get off the defender and get to the ball. And we went over kind of their scheme. They didn't try to do a lot of misdirection stuff. You know, they were just pretty much dive or sweep or jet and then throw it outside. So we kind of went over all that during the week. I thought kids just did a good job of getting off blocks and coming off the football. The defense did a really good job. I don't think Memorial did anything to try to draw us off sides either. So we may have jumped had they tried, but I thought our guys were aggressive. They played fast. They used their hands real well. We tackled really well early in the game. I thought we got a little sloppy at the end, but that was just, you know, a little coaching point.
All right, let's go ahead and get it out of the way and go all Nick Saban on us. What could you find wrong in the 53-6 game that you've been working on this week leading up to tonight?
We didn't attack the hip late in the second half. When we're tackling, we got to be tackling the hip. We got to be attacking low and using leverage and things of that nature. So I thought we did do a very good job of that. We turned the ball over three times. We don't turn the ball over three times. We probably score 70 points. You can't turn the ball over. And we did that numerous times. That's how they got their 6 points was we fumbled, and they ran the fumble back for –
85 yards.
So we're down there ready to score again. So can't turn the ball over, and we need to tackle better using angles and leverage. So I thought, you know, there's some things to critique, and we worked on it all week at practice, actually. That was one of the things we worked on was tackling and angles and getting off blocks again on defense, and we looked pretty good.
All right. More to come on the Coach Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location with Nats Landing on St. Simon's in Redfern Village. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. This is a segment where all season long I've brought the question to you, how is the injury situation? It looked like we made it out of the game Friday night pretty well unscathed. Any injuries to report during the week's practice?
We're down two guys. So Daniel McHugh's out with a quad injury. And then Isa Hernandez is out with a shoulder injury. So we're down two. We'll be 19 strong Friday night.
The lean, mean 19.
Lean, mean 19. So... Hey, well, you know, they better be lean, they better be mean. I don't know about the lean so much, but we might have to be mean. That's the biggest thing. So.
Yeah, McHugh's injury, was that that happen during the game Friday night? I think he missed a couple.
It didn't happen every game. It happened earlier in the week playing soccer and running cross country. So he missed a few, and he played a little bit this weekend on it. It just got bothering, so he's out right now. So Sean will have to take over field goals, and I think he'll be fine. He looked pretty good today. We tried to rest him some yesterday. Did a few 2-point plays to get prepared in case we need it. But overall, I thought he's done a good job this week.
Now Esai, was it this week or last week that he had a big tackle for a loss?
He had a big tackle for a loss this week, and then he just said he woke up and it was bothering him. So it wasn't one of those things. He didn't think he even heard it during the game somehow. He didn't know what it was. So he's out, but we're going to be down some guys. That's kind of crucial there with Esai, a little bit of depth, but we'll be okay. I think our guys have done a good job this week trying to overcome everything.
A little bit more about the Memorial game before we move on to those stinking Gators. A lot of names got called on Friday night that we haven't seen a lot of all season. I think probably the biggest one is, and I had to use the nickname because the stadium announcer used it, Purple Hayes Carter.
Hayes, yeah, he got to carry the ball. We put him in some. He worked it on him all week. Usually he's a slot guy, works with JP and runs the wing. He's blocking back, but right now we put him in to carry the ball. I thought JP ran the ball well. He had some big runs, and Hayes had some. He had 111 yards, I think, rushing, and Jordan had 152 or 154 yards rushing. So those two guys, over 260-something yards rushing, and you throw in TJ had 80, and then I think JP had right around 70 or 80. So, I think overall we ran the ball for right at 420 yards and threw for about 50. So, wasn't bad. Pretty good night on offense.
And we can't go without talking about Quaker Panda either.
Oh, yeah. Where's he at? There he is.
Where's the Puma? There he is.
We had old Puma. We got the old Quaker Panda play in for Puma this week. And gave me a heart attack with a little bobble snap right there. So he was like, Coach, I didn't know it was that hard to be a skill player all the time. So, yeah, he's always like getting on the skill kids. And then he realized, oh, gosh, I've got to time this up. He did it really good during the week. And I think he got a little nervous when we called it, And I think he paid Hayes Carter some money in the locker room not to score, to get tackled at like the 2-yard line. So I'm not sure how that all went down, but I just noticed Hayes was running and kind of stopped, turned around, looked, and got tackled. And I was like, what is he doing? And next thing it was, everybody's like, go Quaker Panda, Coach, Quaker Panda, Quaker Panda. So I think everybody was in on that at halftime besides me. It might have been when I would run to get my Funyuns that y'all were making fun of me for.
Hey, so, don't mock the Funyun for
you. Yeah. So, but he got in the end zone. He was excited, and we worked on it. We didn't mess the snap up, but he found his way in and stole his fumble away from the kid.
I was going to say, but Hayes wasn't wearing a new Rolex or anything this week, was he?
Not this week, I don't think.
Well, you're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So let's now officially shift the focus away from the past and look forward to the future. This Friday night, officially, it starts to count. Region play begins against the Bullock Academy Gators. What? Nobody booing? I thought they were at least going to get a boom. Maybe some stuff thrown at me, possibly.
Yeah, that's all right.
Just for saying it.
It's 8 weeks. Don't worry about it. We've talked about it enough. We know what it is.
Yeah, we talked about last time we sat down and talked about how home field advantage generally has not been an advantage in this series. I think I still haven't gone back to officially look at it. I'll make sure that I've got it by Friday night. But I think last time I looked, it was two, maybe three times in the history of the matchup that the home team has actually won.
Yeah, I know we won it home. What, when Jay Shine was a freshman, he ran back to kickoff. And then we went up to Bullock, and they beat us at Bullock. That game 8-7.
Yeah, that was the Tuesday night game after the hurricane.
And then we beat them again, I guess, their junior year at home. I don't remember. Yeah, we won that one. And then I think we beat them up. I know we beat them up there their senior year. That was, we made a run. That was when we won the state championship. So, and then that's when it started flipping, was 2018. The home team never won. So maybe we flip the script this year and we take the win in our new stadium that we have right now.
There you go. Now you're the ninth This is the ninth year of your head coaching at Frederica. All total, how many years have you been coaching high school football?
23.
Okay. Compare the Bullock Frederica rivalry to any other rivalries that you've experienced.
I've experienced a few. I've got to sit down over there in the 12,000-seat stadium with the Glenn and Brunswick rivalry. That one's pretty fierce, too, especially when you're having to walk up at press box and all the Brunswick people, that's their home side.
Oh, yeah.
They like to say a lot of nice things to you as you're walking up through there and throw stuff at you.
You got to watch this Glenn Academy do that.
And then when I was in Tennessee, we had some pretty fierce rivals with Meigs County and Polk County. And, I mean, those were really, really fierce. Like, it was we hadn't beat them when I was a head coach there in like 11 and 12 years. So it was like the Tennessee Vols trying to beat the Florida Gators of Georgia right now. It just hadn't happened. And then we did it all of a sudden. So I didn't know if we were going to get out of some of those stadiums. But the year we beat Bullock up there in 2018, they were not real happy at all either. I didn't know if we were going to get out of there that night either. Their fans were mad and talking to our kids and everything else. But, you know, we took care of the business and won. And then last year we go up there and lose in the regular season but beat them in the playoffs. So, you know, I thought our kids overcome that. I thought we played really well the first time we went up there. We just didn't score inside the 10-yard line that night. We kicked 3 field goals. Had we scored a couple times, we win that game.
Yeah, that was the voodoo game where you put some kind of hocus-pocus on the 5-yard line. Nothing inside of that 5-yard line.
So, I think it's a pretty good rivalry now between us and Bullock.
Yeah, we'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nats Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nats Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. And I think we do need to take a real quick moment just to wish a very happy birthday to the namesake of the Bishop Media Sports Network, Mr. Jason Bishop. Today is his birthday. So everybody give Jason a big round of applause for his birthday. Congratulations on another successful trip around the sun on that one. So again, Friday night, 7:30 kickoff under the Oaks, St. Simon's Island on the campus of Frederica Academy, taking on the Bullock Academy Gators. From what I understand, they are in similar straits as us, having some injury bug issues so far this season.
Yeah, the quarterback got hurt early on, and now I think Rodney's got a broken foot. Rodney Hill, the running back / athlete, D1 recruit. He's down. And now I wouldn't go as far as that. I think he probably will play. I think he'll show up, but some people say he's out. So we'll see. We prepare for whatever. And so we're going to get ready to go, and hopefully, you know, we'll get their best, and they get our best, and we come out on top.
Now, last Friday night, I had a chance to talk to Clint Morgan, former Frederica Academy head coach and now current GISA athletic director.
Yeah.
I think he's the title now on that.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, officially he can't say one way or the other, but we know that he bleeds green and gray, or green and white back in those days, I guess.
Yeah.
The gray uniforms a little bit later in development than that. But he said that he's taking a look at the other teams in the division, and says Frederica stacks up pretty well against all of them. Hopefully you do, but I agree with that assessment.
Yeah, I think we stack up fairly well. The biggest thing is going to be depth. Going into those third and fourth quarters, Bullitt dresses 47 kids. They're going to play about three or four guys both ways. So they're resting seven while our guys are still going. So that's just going to be the issue, but we knew that was going to be the issue going into the region. And so we just got to be able to handle it. We got to be able to rotate some guys in and not give up any big plays and get people rested as much as possible. And then hopefully they can make some mistakes early on and we can capitalize on them and maybe get a lead and fight to the end. I know it's like I told the guys today, at the end of practice, we went probably about 15 minutes longer than I wanted to, but you could see us mentally start to check out a little bit. And I told them, I said, guys, this is what's going to happen in the fourth quarter. You can't have this, you got to be able to stay focused and finish. And, it's one of those things that we know what we got, we know what they got, but it's going to be a good game. I think we're pretty even at times, but I think for them, depth is going to be a big thing for them to be able to rotate guys in and out. We're just going to have to battle and hopefully battle through it, and we're successful.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You talked earlier before the Memorial game about kind of starting to ease in more elements to the offense and changing up the defense. You changed up the defensive set a little bit this past Friday night. Worked out fairly well, I think.
Right.
That's still the plan to kind of – we're going to see some things we haven't seen yet this season Friday night, I would suspect. Maybe, possibly.
Right, possibly, yes. You got Thomas back, and we kind of in the off week going into Memorial, we put in a few packages here and there on offense and sets that we think benefit us. Can get people in certain formations that we want to get them in to utilize our guys. Defensively, I thought our guys just did a really good job with our 4-2-5 package and our base package, our 3-4 package. So we've mixed it in. We felt like we had some strengths with our four-man front. I thought our kids this week, defensively, they looked good this week. Like knowing where to line up, getting set, and getting and reading keys and flying to the ball. I thought our defense looked very fast and was reading it really well.
How much of that was the fact that they had the right play cards on their wristbands this week?
Well, this week going into Memorial, we didn't even wear them because it poured rain. I said, we're not even wearing them. We'll call them on the line. So we called everything from the sideline. And this week, we'll make sure that the play card's right. We'll have the defenses set up. The defense will be on the front, and the offense will be on the inside two cards. So if anybody's wondering how we do it, that's the way it'll be all set up. That's the way we roll. But I think we have a good chance to go out. We execute, play well. We got a good chance to win the game.
Now, I know there's a whole bunch of Frederica alumni still on this island. What's your message to them about getting out and coming and watching this game Friday night and making this home field advantage a true advantage?
My message is everybody, call your friends, call everybody, get out there. If you were at Long County, I think our kids feed off of it. They feed off that crowd being loud and boisterous and cheering them on. And the good news is now I've got an extra 500 bleachers on the visitor side. We can fill them up too.
Right.
So we got that, the visitor side's in, and so we can fill that up and get loud and maybe make everybody mad over at Bullock. I don't care. They got to come to our house. So it's time for us to get loud and rowdy and play and be very physical and show what we're capable of doing. Because, like you said, this is my ninth year, and we've either been first or second. I think we've won the region championship 5 out of the last 6 years.
Yeah.
So, that's our trophy. They haven't put their name on it, but for 5 out of 6 years, we've been the ones that have claimed it in the end. So, it's really ours to lose, and so we take that step this right night going out there to take care of business and win it again.
All right, so the postseason starts officially with the road to the postseason. The march to Mercer begins officially Friday night against Bullitt Academy. Then we hit the road the following week to Savannah for St. Andrews, yes?
That is correct, yep.
Now, we've played them before, but this is what year? How many years they have the region now? Because this is fairly new.
I don't remember when we played them. It's been a while. We were supposed to play them last year. Remember, they forfeited.
That's right.
We didn't play them at home. So we're going up there, and that'll be a key game, too. So we need to take care of Bullock first, and then we'll worry about St. Andrews. And like I said, if we sneak this one out and win this one, we've got ourselves sitting in a pretty good position.
All right. So, again, don't forget, this Friday night, 7 o'clock under the Oaks, or 7:30 under the Oaks. The pregame starts at 7 for me. 7:30 under the Oaks, Frederick Academy versus the Bullock Academy Gators. First region matchup of the year. Knights looking to add another to the win column. 2-4 after the big 53-6 victory over Memorial Day. Good tune-up, good turnout, hopefully Friday night, and get things going right to start going towards the postseason.
That's it. Plenty of seats available.
Hey, bring them
get
on
out. Get there and get loud.
Got to have folks there. Got to have them making noise. And hope to see everyone there. Thanks for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Vision Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on State Saturdays. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30 for the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. We'll see you all Friday.